Trying something different. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
So it's just something we're going to learn, experiment with this year, and hope for the best. As my uncle says, if it don't grow rice, maybe the ducks will like it.
Row crop farmer Doug Singletary and his family at Childress Farms in Dyer County have added a new crop to their operation this year.
Something new we're experimenting with this year is rice. We don't know much about it. It's 65 acres of Wales rice.
Doug Singletary says after seeing how a neighbor grew rice on his farm, they figured they would try it. And while it's one of the most popular foods across the planet, there just hasn't been that much grown in Tennessee. And there's no doubt when you see it growing, there's no mistaking it. It looks like a flooded out field.
For one thing, rice is different because you got to keep water on it the whole life of it. As I said, keep the weeds out of it. And rice cuts anywhere from, I've been told, anywhere from 140 bushel to acre to 220-230 bushel acre. And you cut it with a bean header, and you have to cut it about a half mile an hour because it's so many bushels coming through there.
Singletary says the field had to be prepared just right to keep the water pumped in around the rice to keep those weeds out. And again, because of all the wet weather this spring, they got their crop planted later than they had hoped. So instead of a September harvest, they hope they can get the field drained and a combine on the ground in October. As for the market?
Ballpark, I mean, rice is anywhere from $9 to $12 a bushel is what we've been told.
And they hope to market their rice at Bungie nearby on the Mississippi River in Dyer County. If not, they'll take it across the river to Riceland in Arkansas. Only a few hundred acres of rice are being grown in Tennessee. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.